So in 1969, I went to Iran. I wanted to see my sister after 46 years. I went to Iran. I arrived at Tehran. But by entering, when I wanted to enter Iran, I went by steamers. I did not go by plane because we are short of fund, no money. And less money, all of us have less money. So I want to do it economically as much possible, less money. With 700 rupees I started for Iran. Steamer ticket, food and all these, I went. Now what happened? When I went to Iraq, they were not giving me visa for Iraq because bad relation of Iran and Iraq at the Shah's time, it was there. So I said, I want to go to Iraq. They said, huh, it happened that Iran government told the steamer company, Sardan steamer company, that don't stop your ships at Khorramshahr, Iran, because cholera broke in Pakistan. Suddenly this telegram came, and by that time I had taken ticket, I had to take the ticket, and now these things happen. The company said this steamer will not touch Iranian force. Now I wanted to go. So I said, all right, I go to Iraq, via Basra, I go to Khorramshahr, Iran. But the Iraq embassy said, no visa. Baba put in my mind to tell them that I want to go to Iran via Iraq, because Iraq, Iran land, same, you know, they are neighbors. So the consul asked me, how many days time you want? I told him, as soon as possible, I get the transport. So they get the 7 days time. And I arrived Basra, and after 2 days, I left for Khorramshahr. Now, when I wanted to enter Khorramshahr, Iranian port, they said, no, you can't enter. How you came? I said, by Sardana steamer. They said, this Sardana steamer touched Karachi, Pakistan. And there are cholera in Pakistan, and you were traveling in that steamer, you cannot. It was very, very bad time for me, very troublesome, very... I was at the point of weeping. I did not know what to do because they told me go back to where from you have come. And that was Iraq. And the Iraq was enemy of Iran. Already 60,000 beaten and driven out. So what should be done? For 2 hours they detained me. And in the meantime, the launch was empty. I was the only passenger in the launch. And the sea was rough, like that, like that, like that. Finally, they said, all right, we will not send you back to Iraq, because that is Arab land, and they may do harm to you. They said, come on. So I took my bedding, I put my foot on the edge of the launch, it capsized. Launch did not capsize, I drove into the water, because the launch was empty. Launch, motor launch empty, and it was like this, like this, like this. When I put my foot, the weight came one side, it became like that, down. So, my pocket money, luckily my passport was with them. I drove into the water, went inside the water, and after some time I came up. Then, in the meantime, they say, the Khorramshahr office, custom office is so high. It's a staircase come to the sea. And the launch stands there, you have to climb up, go there. Because sometimes sea water rises up, so the custom is up. Now, my money, the coat was tight, and it was inside the pocket. All the money was there. So, they said, what happened? I said, God wanted me to take a bath before entering Iran from the Arab side. Then the first thing I did, I took out the Pakistani currencies, started drying. They put me into the quarantine. So 7 days in quarantine. So now they put me to quarantine. I would eat the government money, the government food, and work for the real government, Mer Baba. Every day in the morning, I would take this, you know, this master's prayer, repentance prayer. For 7 days, I made these two prayers by heart. I have not by heart. I said, I am a Mandali. Now I go to Iran. The prayer is not by heart, it's not good. All right, I reached Tehran. I sent a telegram to Yaz, to my nephew. Install Megabus photo in the house, I come. By such and such day, such and such, bus like that. So my nephew is a wealthy, wealthy man. He sent car to Tehran to take me to Yaz. And they have a spinning mill and mosaic factory. Partnership with other person, very wealthy man. I said, no. I gave Tehran 25 days time. I must be here. So you go. After that, I come by bus. So he went. The driver went. He did not come because of responsibility and all this. So when I arrived, he had a nice house, well furnished, fine house. So the first day they arranged table, vases and flowers, everything. I searched on the walls. I did not see Megawa's photo. I told him, did you receive my telegram? He said, yes. Did you read it? Yes. Where is Baba's photo? He said, see, the difficulty is that I stay here, 600 Muslims working in the spinning mill factory, big factory, 600%, with all electric motors and this and that. If I install Megawa's picture here, what will happen? Our chauffeur, our driver, our cook will spread the news out that they are delivering Mer Baba. So they will consider us a non-Muslim. So it will be difficult for me to stay here. I said, all right, but you can love Baba from your heart. You love Baba from your heart. The thing was that he had not the belief that Mer Baba is God in his heart also, like that. You know? All right, I stayed there like this, like that. I did not like to stay with them because in a house of non-Baba lover, even my relatives, those who are not Baba lovers, they are not relatives, they are foreigners. Foreigners, those who love Baba, they are my relatives. Not my relative, all your relatives. If your relative, they are away from Mer Baba, they are not your relative. They are foreigners. Foreigners, those who love Mer Baba, they are your friend and your relative. This is fact. All right, now what happened? One day I went to 25 miles away to a village called Shurgain to see our old house, my father's father's, this, that. So in that village, about 40, 50, about this much, the number of this audience, they came to see me. And then I said, Mer Baba is Sahib Zaman, Mer Baba is the expected one. Two, three person objected. They said, sir, this is Iran, not India. In India, they worship cow. You know? But this is Iran. I said, all right, Iran. But what I say is fact. Mer Baba is the expected one. Some others did not say anything because out of respect for me, for my family and this and that. Anyhow. So one thing happened very interesting. Zainal Abidin, the Pishamam. Pishamam is the man who reads the prayer in the mosque. Imam Pishamam. Just like father, in the church. He came very respectfully to me and said, "Is there any nervous booklet or message, universal message? Bad luck, I have not with me there. I had in city, 25 miles away." So I told him, "I'm sorry, I have not brought with me." So in my purse, there was one photo of Baba, and I have come not to teach but to awaken. This I gave him. He took it, received it very respectfully, like that. Now see what happened. Next day, one night we slept there. I and my sister, we both went there in a common taxi. Next day, I returned to Yas. I slept. Same night, I saw a dream that I am at that place where the Pishama had come. I just, Baba wants me to go back with the books to give him. I saw this dream 4 o'clock morning. So my sister awoke 6 o'clock. I told my sister, "Give me the number of the taxi man. I want to reserve a seat." She said, "Why? For who?" I said, "I have to go back to that village for him to give books of Merva to that Pishama of mosque." My sister said, "You go there, you are believing in Mel Baba, and they are against you. Where you eat, where you sleep." He said, "Never mind. I will go there. I will not eat, sleep any outside or anything like that. I have to go." So I decided, she gave me the telephone number, and I myself went. Now see how Baba works. The moment I wanted to sit in the taxi man, name was Ali Akbar. My name is Ali Akbar. See? So he said, "Ali Akbar, show him shop mehmon man. Tonight you are my guest. So problem of where you eat, where you sleep, all solved." I said, "All right, accepted." So we went there. The taxi was crowded, carrying 16 persons, four on the lap, and then four there, three more extra there, one or two maybe up, or on the, bonnet one, like that, They carry so many passengers, but very cheap, just 3 rupees, 3 rupees, 25 miles, 3 rupees. Of course, nowadays, become a little more. So what happened? We reached there. When I reached there, I went straight to the house of Zainal Abidin, the Peshama of the mosque. In his house, ladies told us that he is not here. He has gone to other house, invited for dinner. So I did not that house, but the driver was with me. We went there. They were sitting down and eating, maybe mutton and chicken and all this good food. So they invited me to take food with them. But I thought I have given the word, the promise to one person. If I sit here to eat, that promise will break. I said, "No, thank you. Already I have given promise to other person, I have to go, thank you very much, this done." And I called the Zainal Abidin out. I told him, "Baba has sent these books for you." So I gave 6 books to him. That man was a really, really, really good man. Really, I say. How it happens? It is because of past bright sanskaras. Some connection with past avatars, or very good connection with God, like this. You can't create such a thing. You can't buy. You cannot buy. It is given by God. All right. So next day, I came back to Yastra. Elias, I would take Baba's message, universal message, block it here, and would go out, stand in a, you know, big crossings. I would stand there. Pastors come, phone, Basi, who is this? Is Mehr Baba. Who is Mehr Baba? Is the expected one. To someone who my heart would tell me is a good man, I would give universal message, free. One person, he was a mullah also, on motorcycle, he would pass me every day, 11 o'clock. One day he came and saw me and said, who is this? I said, Sagar Zaman. He said, Sagar Zaman? You foolish man, fool. How do you dare to say such things there? I told him I speak fact. What I say is not wrong, it is fact. He is Sagar Zaman. Therefore I tell you. He said, I never believe it. Rubbish. I did not become disheartened. I would go stand there my time, 11 o'clock. Next day he came. He said, give me one of his, you know, his, I want to read something about it. I told him, you write to Tehran Center, they will send you by post. He told me, I am not the type of person to throw my two anas into gutter. You know, two anas postage for sending a letter. I told him, to drop two anas in the gutter, this also needs great luck. You are not lucky person. You cannot spend your money in that way. Then he became angry, went away. So, every day would come. At the fourth time, after that, next day he came and said, how is that you give to others, not to me? I told him, when you become Qabil means able, you know, worthy. When you become worthy of receiving this, who am I? My father will give you. His Mehbaba will give you, send you. He went away. Then after 2 or 3 days, he came one day and stood there with all very full of respect and revere to me and said, forgive what I said. It was my mistake. Then I told him, today by sunset, I will give you whole of Mehbaba book free. I gave him 6 books free. See? That day. Alright, this one thing. The other thing, I sent a telegram to Shiraz and called Mehbaba Philip, Isra's gathering Philip, and showed him yes. My nephew, I request my nephew to allow me to show Philip in his house. Very dangerous thing. You show Philip here, people will gather here. They will beat me, kill me, and all this. He had not that courage, you know. All right. Then I went, I found another person. I told him, can you give me your house, allow me to your house, show me Baba Philip? He said, all right, yes, come. So, we showed me Baba Philip there. 130 persons, Muslim, came there, all. My nephew, being a very influential man, he phoned to the electricity department that cut down the supply of this locality. So suddenly, 6:30, at the showing of film time, the electricity became very deep, like that, just like one candle power. Now with this light, we could not show the film, our film. Now see how many of us. One person was there, he said, I have the remedy. Now, what is the remedy? He said, I go and bring one box. It is German. You know what this box will do? He will suck the electricity. He will suck the electricity from that end and give to this end. And he joined two wires this side and two wires the other side on the screen. And the film worked? You show? Yes? It worked properly. What do you say for this in America? Transformer, what is this?
Transformer.
Yes, transformer.
Generator.
It was a small thing. You know, a small thing, a small box, a square, like this. And it worked properly. That man said it is from Germany. Very good, Germany. All right, now what happened? We showed the film. After that, before starting the film, I gave some Baba books, six books, to that man. I told him, you give to others to read, you can print, you can type on it, you can make cyclo style on it. But beyond this, I have no spare copies to give to others. After showing the film, what happened? Many people wanted the book. Ah, sir, please give me Baba book. Please give me Baba book. Me Baba book. Me Baba book. Oh, like that, no? I said, I have come from India, and I have a few copies I give to this house. You take from me, you read it, I am helpless, I can't do. One person was very intelligent. He did not say anything. He just followed me. He did not say anything. He followed me. When the crowd became thin out, he said, sir, I am a school teacher of that school. I request you one more book. My dear. I told him, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, you come at that point. I really want prominent point. You be there at 10 o'clock, I come there and give you. Don't tell anyone else. He said, no, I will not tell. So I took one book with me. 10 o'clock, 5 minutes before 10, I was there. And he had come there also. I gave the book to him. Yeah. In the meantime, what happened? My nephew phoned to the police station that my uncle has come from India. He showed me Baba Philip in Yas, and I fear. I'm afraid. Please, you do something. So I have fixed to show the film in my niece's house, my sister's house, because he would live where the factory was. And about 2 miles away, my sister, niece's house in the city. It was 2 miles away. So I fixed for that. I called the operator to come at 6:15. So the operator, before time, one person came and knocked the door. My sister was there. She said, is there Ali Akbar Shapur Zaman? She said, who are you, please? She said, I am from police chief of Yaz. I want to see him. So hearing the police name, my sister became frightened, you know. Lady's heart very small. You know, they became, by hearing police name, they get a shock. So my sister just said, not such a person is not here. And close the door quickly. Now I was at the other end of the house. I did not know what happened here. But after 20 minutes, that man was very shrewd and very experienced man. He did not leave the house. He just stood. Yes, he stand and was watching who is coming in the house, who is going. Just after 15 minutes, another knock at the door, and I was there. Now the film operator had come. When my sister opened the door, I was there also. Said, are you Mr. Ali Akbar Shapur Zaman? I said, yes. He said, police chief wants you. I said, all right, but I will not come of my own money. You bring, transport and take me. I will not spend my money to come there. After that, you have to bring me here. He said, he had a very strong motorcycle. You know motorcycle? Very strong one. It was police. So he said, you sit here, I take you. So, went to police station. The police chief was a very hefty man. And 33 others with these surnames. He looked at me and said, are you Mr. Arya Kashyapu? I said, yes. He said, have you shown film in gas? I said, yes, four places I showed. He said, have you taken police permission to show film in gas? I said, to show Megawatt's film, police permission is not needed. Because Mehr Baba has not come to create enmity, you know. He has come to remove enmity. He has come to join the heart, not to make apart the heart from each other. Then he said, who is Mehr Baba? He spoke in Persian. Benazir saw Mehr Baba kiss. Who is Mehr Baba to you? Immediately I told him, Mehr Baba Khudas. Mehr Baba is God. Immediately, without fear. He did not say, no reaction. He calm and quiet to her. Then I explained of Mehr Baba's activity here, school, hospital, serving to nation, this, that. I said, Mehr Baba's visit to the West, and I said everything. Then he said, I want to see the film. And the film and projector were with us. They had dark room, screen, everything ready with them. We went inside and he saw it. He saw one thing. I told him, see, you have called me here. Now there, ladies have a small heart. They are in worry. So I want your permission to send a phone call to them. Said, yes, phone is here. So I had their phone number and I phoned them. I'm happy, nice, I come after 40 minutes. I showed them one Baba's reel, Isra's gathering, very nice film. It was colored film, very nice. All of them saw it. Then I told the police chief that I have reserved my seat tomorrow for Isfahan and I kept my luggage in that garage for traveling by bus. So I have to go tomorrow. So they said, no, you can't go, you are free to go. Take your film, you come to go. So even. Now, I came back to house. Next day, I wanted to go out 1 o'clock. I had come, I took my lunch. Immediately I wanted to go out again for Baba work. One boy, about 11 or 12 years, he was a house boy. His name is Ghulam Hussain, called Ghulam Hussain, house boy, working with my nieces. So I had a Baba's prasad in my pocket. I did not give to my niece, to my nephew, to my sister. Every time I wanted to take prasad, someone would tell me, no, they are not worthy, don't give. Hang, would not take it up. So the boy told me, Akha, hawa garma, shuma khastei, shuma arami mai khai. He said, sir, the weather is hot, it is sunny day, you need rest. Why you go early? You need rest. And I thought this boy is very right thing he says. So I called a glass of water. I became so pleased with this boy. I took one glass of prasad. That prasad was samadhi touched. And I gave it to eat. So the boy said, no, I don't want this. It was just like atom bomb on my head. I said, come on, rub your nose on the ground because you are insulting Baba's prasad. The boy started rubbing his nose on the floor. Then I took him up. I said, do you know what is this? He said, yes, I know. This is tabarruk. Tabarruk means God's prasad, very precious thing. Then I told him, why he did not refuse when I wanted to give you? The boy told me, I thought this precious prasad, you have important Baba lovers, some other places, if I take one, it becomes one less. You will not be able to give to others who are more worthy than me. I said, no. You are more worthy than everyone. So I opened this and I put in his mouth. He ate it. Same night, he saw a dream. Wonderful dream. He saw in a desert, all pitch dark. A car came and it stopped there. The boy is standing there. Baba was in the car. And Mani, Baba's sister, were in the car. So exactly the door of the car was where Ghulam Hussain was standing. Baba opened the door. Baba told Ghulam Hussain to come. Baba took Ghulam Hussain inside the car. In between him and Mani, Baba made him sit there. Then Baba gave this much of the same prasad. This was of a Peri company Madras. Peri company in Madras making good sweets. This much of the same prasad, this much Baba gave to him. And also, Baba gave him 100 rupees Iranian currency, not Indian rupee. Time money you ask from my son, he will give you. He said, Baba, Manami Dara Pesareshama keys. Baba, I don't know who is your son. Then Baba said, Ariyatma. I was not in the dream. He did not see me in the dream. That's Baba told him, Ariyatma. So the boy saw this dream. Next day, when the boy got up at 6 o'clock, in a corner, he started doing like this. Toba karda, karat karda, toba karda, like this. And you know, his mistress saw him, that this boy rubbing his nose on the ground and making like this. This I repent, like that. She said, Ghulam Hussain. Boy became like that, He got up, Shemikardi. What were you doing? She thought that this boy has become mad. What's he doing? The mad? Then he did not want to say everything out. Then he said all the things out. He said everything from A to Z. Then at that time I was not in the house. I had gone out. I returned 10 o'clock. When I came 10 o'clock, the Khanum Sultan, my niece, heard the things from boy, Ghulam Hussain, she told me. She told me everything. I became very happy. Then I called Ghulam Hussain to hear from him. I heard from him both say, not here, little here or there. Then I took my purse out and I gave 35 rupees to my niece to spend for his clothes. Then I felt 35 is not round figure. So I made it 50. I made 50 rupees. I gave 50 rupees, Iranian money, to my niece. I went out and I told this dream to another person, Jamshid Sorkhabi, of a Baba lover in Iran. Yes. He said, I want to give also 50 rupees. So he gave me 50 rupees. With that 50 rupees, it became 100 rupees. And same day, bank account opened in his name. See, Baba showed in the car, that 100 rupees. Gave him, and the 100 rupees were there in his name. Otar Mer Baba Ki Jai.
Great story.
Great story. Such a story is presenting with me.
I have a question regarding when you said Baba picked his son, something would happen for 1 year after that.
No, I tell you.
He will be around.
He will be alive in this body for 1 year.
He will be around physically.
Yes, physically. Roaming the world here, there, like that. Bob will drop body after 1 year when he breaks silence. The moment Bob breaks his silence, for 1 year, Bob will be in physical form. After that, Bob will drop the body.
He doesn't really need a physical body to break the silence, does he?
No, sir, I tell you. What Baba said, I will appear physically in the world. 1,000 places at a time. This is like this, See, people want Baba physically. and he will appear physically. And to appear physically is for Baba is child's play, just like drinking water. You know, Babaji was taken in Rawalpindi, put into the ditch, and with chuna stone filled, Babaji came to Pune, saved some. All right. Upasani Maharaj at 10 o'clock in the night was Nagpur, and 10 o'clock in the night came to Sakuri, 700 miles away. He came in a fraction of a second. For them is nothing, you know, child's play, like that. Because they are God, He is God, my Baba is God, have reality.
Could you someday tell us some stories about your childhood with Baba, and also some
other day, experience. Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday this time.
Thank you,
Baba.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.